Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 145. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh. A wonderful week.
Wonderful week.
Right into it.
What is today? The 13th. 13th of December, so 12 more days
until
Santa
what?
Claus, I guess. Santa coming to your house? Houses?
Who's Santa? Satan, you mean?
Satan? Satana Claus?
There was a funny picture of the wise men, and they're handing over the gifts to baby Jesus, and one of them is saying, now, to be completely clear, this is for birthday and Christmas. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, poor baby Jesus. He got jipped. I was talking to somebody the other day. Their birthday is in December, and they're like, I think it's it was this past Saturday, the 9th. And she's like, yeah, December birthday. She's like, get gypped. I said, well, Elijah's the 7th. I said, he hasn't really felt like that. I mean, we make sure.
Williams is tomorrow. He turns 12. So, yeah.
Oh, what?
But he does, yeah.
Parker's Friday.
Okay. I thought he was the Friday. 10th.
Happy early
wait a minute. When's Williams?
12th. No, wait. What? 14th. I'm sorry. Gosh, 14th. I'm so
that was yesterday.
He'll be 12.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
He'll be 12 on the 14th.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm getting my numbers cross-contaminated. I was like, what am I talking about?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of birthdays we know in December.
We all have
friends of ours and family members. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know that. No, I mean, there's a lot of December birthdays in our circle. So, well, good. Yeah. Happy pre-birthday to William.
And Parker.
Oh, what did
you
say?
How old is Parker going to be?
17.
Oh, Parker, when's his birthday?
15th.
15th. Ooh, Friday. Mm-hmm. Nice. A lot of December birthdays. So anyway, yeah,
tis the season, right?
Easy for me. I'm in March, but
that's going to be here before we know too.
Some people are like, it's not that big a deal. Now I did have a buddy, grew up with, his birthday was the 21st and he felt like that was a little bit too close to Christmas. Like they was obviously getting birthday and then they'd get him Christmas, but because he didn't really have that, it was just kind of blurred together, you know, just kind of blended. He felt like there was nothing else to look forward to. It's like, well, everything's that four days, you know, birthday and Christmas.
But we celebrate your birthday, around the podcast's anniversary?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which is coming up.
That's right. My birthday is one day before our Mako birthday.
That's right.
So I planned it that way. No. good. I'm glad you guys are having a good week. I'm having a good week. I don't think there's anything crazy in my life. The creepies are having a good week and a good month.
We are
getting close to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody's surviving the shopping and craziness, wildness. My shopping is, Amazon. I like this. Add it to cart, send, or buy, whatever it is. It's pretty much mine. Dad joke.
Whoa!
It's that time. Todd's dad joke of the show.
I'm mentally prepared.
This was sent to me by my good friend Dan, the 82-year-old volunteer at the church, who is like he's a good friend of our families, but he's like another grandpa to the kids and all that. And we have
a blast.
Got
high hopes then, Dan.
This is a little bit lengthy, but it's worth it. Okay, it's like a joke story or story joke. According to a news report, a certain private school in Washington recently was faced with a unique problem. A number of 12-year-old girls were beginning to use lipstick and would put it on in the bathroom. That was fine, but after they put on their lipstick, they would press their lips to the mirror, leaving dozens of little lip prints. Every night, the maintenance man would remove them, and the next day, the girls would put them back. Finally, the principal decided that something had to be done. She called all the girls to the bathroom and met them there with the maintenance man. She explained that all of these lip prints were causing a major problem for the custodian, who had to clean the mirrors every night. To demonstrate how difficult it had been to clean the mirrors, she asked the maintenance man to show the girls how much effort was required. He took out a long handle squeegee, dipped it in the toilet, and cleaned the mirror with it. Since then, there have been no lip prints on the mirror. There are teachers, and then there are educators.
So, that is actually a really, really good.
So I'm pretty sure they're not going to have lip prints anymore.
I was thinking.
There you go.
I have a old joke.
I won't
say it, but
okay.
It involves chapped lips, a horse,
and
a farmer.
Put that together as carefully as you can, creepies. And it's like, it's hilarious.
This is a family-friendly show, Nate.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go
actually,
on.
Okay. I actually think I know exactly what joke you're talking about. So,
so there you go. That's the dad joke story of the show.
Dan, I was thinking, I've got high hopes.
He sent that and he
did not
another one. I'm going to read that
next week.
It's nice. It's a shorter one, but pretty good. Pretty good one.
I think it's hilarious.
So, I told Dan, he sent those to me and my boss at work, and I said, you know what? I'm going to use one of them for the dad joke tonight.
Mr. Torrey?
Yeah, Mr. Torrey.
They were yelling at
him. He was our official. He officiated our game last Saturday, and Elijah's team won.
Nice.
Elijah had a really strong game, had 13, a couple of good assists, and he's really running the point very well. I'm pleased with his passes. He took a charge. Like the first play of the game, and I had a certain little 2-year-old or 3-year-old climbing all over me, Amy's our nephew, so I missed the charge. I missed the charge that he took, and after the game, Torrey said, he was on the other end, and the other guy called. So he goes, if it was me, I would have called a blocking foul, total blocking foul. And I go, get out of here. And the guy, he even told his official buddy, and the guy goes, no, that was a charge. And I said, good job.
Thank
you. You know what? Right? I said, I'm glad that you can see. Yeah. So, yeah, he officiated there. Yeah.
It's funny because they were asking on the sidelines, like, who's that guy again? I said, his name's Torrey. I said, that's Dodd's boss.
Torrey Murray.
And they were laughing because they said, use your whistle, Torrey. That's what you got in your mouth for. I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, don't say that to Torrey. Don't say that. I was like, Torrey tries to be very calm, diplomatic, he's hilarious. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's
funny. He is a good official. I still tease him about a double dribble he missed last year. And we're up like 70 points, and he missed a blatant double dribble, and he came up. I go, Torrey. I'm like, how did you not call that? And he's like, he comes over. He goes, you're going to win the game. I go, hey, until the whistle blows, you got to make the calls. And he's like, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, how can we count on you? You know, if we can't count on you now, how can we count on if it's a tied game? You know, yeah. Well, anyway, he gets a lot of it. He always wants to get me to try to
throw away,
officiate, and I'm like,
no, I don't want to make anybody angry out there, but don't throw away a Mahomes moment.
right.
Are you having a good day, or more like Patrick Mahomes?
he's my quarterback on my
Mahomie
fantasy football.
Mahomie.
Anyway,
I told Wave, we were talking about that, and Wave goes, he goes, yeah, he's just mad because he had clearly paid off the rest before the game. Like, I was like, William, you are almost 12. I was like, seriously? He goes, Dad, you know some of those games are rigged. I'm like, I hate that you have to think that way. Like, I really do.
And his receiver was a yard offsides. I mean, it was the right call.
Yeah, it was. That's the thing is they had no idea what the play was going to look like, and it wasn't a great play. But it was like.
Too bad.
Have you seen
your receiver.
That was rough.
Have you seen the photos of, they're like, I don't see what's wrong with this. I don't know why they call it offsides, and it has the receiver like 10 yards ahead of them.
Yeah. That's what, yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was offsides.
It was offsides, yeah.
You know?
It showed them.
And trust me, the Chiefs and Mahomes have gotten all kinds of calls to go their way. He's the last guy that should be griping about it.
Yeah, I know.
So many calls their way.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on T Sizzle.
I have to laugh about also the Pacers game. I don't know if you guys watched it much, but Dr. J was there, and so that was fun. Mm. I know the NBA has been fizzling, and they're trying to
heard of him.
Never heard of the NBA.
No, or Dr. J. He's only my favorite athlete of all time.
It was fun to see him on the sidelines, though. It was so cool. He's enjoying.
Watch video after video every day. Yep. I'm on all these NBA.
Shout out to Dr. J. But I was thinking, I was like, there's Todd's boy right
he's
there.
He's awesome.
He truly is. He's a legend.
Okay. Where are we at?
You're ready for the first announcement?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm ready for him.
I have nothing else to do.
We say this all the time, and we will continue to say this. We come here on Wednesday nights for the guy time, the, what do I call it? Sometimes frivolity, right? The spooky, the paranormal. But the most important thing we can do is bring the mental health community into focus and make sure that you guys are getting help out there. Call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
Jerry, Polly, and Tracy were talking about on their, well, I don't know if it was the latest episode. I think it was. Yeah. But one of the latest ones, talking about how many messages and people contacting them really struggling during this holiday season. It's, he says something like it's probably like the worst he's seen. You know, like a lot of people are hit, and you know, there people have loved ones have gone on, friends, and or maybe job problems. You know, it's
right.
Lots of people that are struggling out there, and you know, mm-hmm. and hey, I get it. And I got one time I got let go. It was Thanksgiving weekend. Wasn't quite Christmas, but it was like, oh, great timing, you know. Yeah. Didn't have a wife or kids to support, but it's tough when things like that happen and unforeseen financial struggles or whatever. So, yeah, get the help you need, guys. We love you, and if you need to message us or reach out, please do. Email us, as Sean said. So, also, real quick, on a lighter note, my wife and my daughter and I were talking in the kitchen tonight, and my we're talking about something serious, but then I joked around. I said, well, you know, text or call 741-741. And, she goes, or call eight or dial 811. And I go, 811. She goes, yeah. I go, that's my, that's the number for if you're digging for electricity.
Call before you dig. Yep.
Right. And they were like, what? I go, that's
You could probably get some help. I mean, yeah, they would listen.
And yeah, I know. And I was like, I go, it's 988. They're like, oh, that's right. We knew it was some 3. I go, 811. You know, I said, if you've listened to your husband and dad's podcast, maybe you would know it was 988, not 811. So
can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you all dig it?
That was kind of funny. So yeah, 811. Do not dial 811, 988. is the correct number, so. Or you could do 411, but then that's just kind of getting information. That's still not going to work.
They would be happy to help you, but
yeah.
Did you know Chad used to be, work for Call Before You Dig?
No.
He did the tech part of their operation. He loved it. He enjoyed working for them.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Right. Or you can call Chad.
He does not work for them anymore.
No. Thank you for that, Sean.
You're most welcome.
Love you, creepies. Get help if you need it. Shout outs. Nate, do you have any shout outs this week?
Not this week.
You broke.
I was cautiously excited. Yeah.
Three or four in a week in a row. Okay. All right. No shouts from Mr. Nate. Sean.
I do. Brett and Carl. Evil Never Dies. That was so sweet to send a very offensive and cuss word laden. Yeah. No, they didn't at all. I was joking about it. Let's have that in there. But so Sean, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for all your support, brother Brett and Carl. So Merry Christmas to you boys.
Mine says
brothers.
We all got a card. Mine says, Todd, thank you for being the most awesome person in my life. Carl and I cannot do anything without you listening to your wonderful voice on your podcast.
Get rid of Sean.
word of advice, get rid of Sean and the podcast will get any even better. Brett and Carl. No.
Leaps and bounds.
They said the same thing, except use my name. So, no, yeah, thank you, Brett and Carl, for the Christmas cards. Very thoughtful.
I didn't get one.
You did too.
You liar. Sound engineer Nate.
Yeah, sound engineer Nate. Thanks for all the support. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Did they say Brett sound engineer? Did they
put that on the envelope?
On the envelope? That's awesome. I didn't even pay attention. I just didn't.
Yep. Says Nathan Lauchs, award winning tech engineer.
Oh,
man, they're up on their lingo.
That's awesome. No, thank you, Brett and Carl from Evil Never Dies. Give them a listen, by the way. Give them a shout out. I know Sean gave him a shout out, but. Give their podcast a shout out. So, and we got stickers. We did get stickers.
Yes,
podcast sticker from them. So, thank you guys. It's a good shout out. I have one. Might surprise you. sweet young lady at this.
This has to do with food, doesn't it?
That's right. Actually, tonight, on my way, I got my Route 44 Cherry Coke at the Plainfield Sonic, and this sweet young lady, her name is Emma. She's waited on me 1,000 times, and I said, "What is your name?" And she said, "Emma." I said, "Well, Emma, here's a card. I do a podcast. I'm the T. I'm
my stocked back up again, didn't you?"
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did actually. And I said, "I'm going to give you a shout out. I said you do a great job every time." And she, you know what? She even, this is before I even like my order, and she gave me my cup. She had no idea I was going to give her a shout out. She said, "I put real cherries in your drink." I said, "Thank you. That's how sweet she is."
That's
how,
code for I spit in your drink. That's, you know,
right.
That, right?
Mm-hmm. She's like, "This guy, not this guy again." And I said, she goes, "Well,
maybe
I
she didn't spit in your drink this time."
She goes, "Well, I see it come through
just
all
kidding,
the time."
Emma, just
I go,
kidding.
"Oh, I always get that." She goes, "Oh, I pay attention."
Oh,
she,
yeah, that's so very sweet.
Emma, I don't know if you're going to listen. Yeah. But shout out to Emma. sweet young Emma. She is, she does her job well. So they all do, actually, at Sonic Plainfield.
We joke. We tell the kids, be nice to your servers and people that bring you food. They can do whatever they want to. You have no idea what happens, yeah, right? You know, we put
there's
a lot
a reason
of
trust. There's a wall between you and the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I'll show you.
Other than that, I guess that's all the shout outs. No special announcements other than Christmas is coming, I guess. I don't know.
Santa Claus is coming.
You're not the real Santa. Oh, yes, I am.
Know him.
No, you're not. You sit on a throne of lies. You smell like beef and cheese. He goes, we were talking about that tonight. What? Well, if you're Santa Claus, what'd you sing me for my birthday? Well, happy birthday, of course.
Dang it.
Okay. Hey, that's all we got for that. Sean.
Yes?
Tell the creepies what we are going to talk about tonight.
Well, this is going to be Nate's pick. And it is Idaho based. It is the Idaho State Tuberculosis Hospital.
Yeah, yo.
In Nebraska. No, just kidding. In Idaho.
It's Idaho, mm-hmm. Montana.
Idaho, Montana.
Yeah. So you have a little foundation.
I do.
Please, sir.
This Idaho Inn was once a tuberculosis hospital, and it's believed to be haunted. It's one thing to visit a quote-unquote haunted location by day, but to actually spend the night in one is another story. Today, the Gooding University Inn operates as a quaint little resort in southern Idaho. Excuse me, I am trying to change the state. The century-old structure is bursting with history, but it's also considered one of the region's most haunted destinations, excuse me. I can pluralize that. Newly renovated and welcoming visitors with open arms, the structure doesn't seem very haunted. However, you never know what you might come across after a night spent in this ex-hospital.
Very, very creepy.
It is creepy. I love the pictures.
It is creepy. Yep. Decent-sized place.
It was originally built in 1920.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
Building served as a men's dormitory and classrooms for the Gooding College.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 1917 girls dormitory and tuberculosis hospital was added to the campus.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
By my calculation, that's over 100 years.
By your calculation.
A little bit.
By my calculation? Yes, I see that, Nate.
And a small portion of the building now operates as a bed and breakfast.
Mm.
It's called the Get In.
That's pretty.
Get over here. Get in.
Get in the get in.
Sounds weird. That sounds like a some kind of a like a creepy van that comes around. Oh. Get in.
Like, but in 2012, new owners renamed.
Not a good name.
They renamed the bed and breakfast to the University Inn.
Yeah. Oh, I like to get in.
Yeah, I like to get in, too. I love a gimmick. Yeah.
I do think that's cute, but it is. It's a little weird.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. And those vans that drive around, not cool.
Yeah, so it's old.
Do not get in.
It's an old facility. Yeah. Lots of paranormal activity.
Yes.
Lots of paranormal. Yes. If one of you want to start with a
Well, I have story. A paragraph of some investigators that went there at one time. We have caught several voices. Most prominent, we have the voice of a small child that we actually caught in the area that we are standing in right now, which, reading the article, we don't know where that is, but I'm sure it's somewhere in the building. That it was said by Trevor Palmer, Western Idaho paranormal lead investigator and director. Last year, we had an investigator that brought his son out, and they did a kind of small investigation during the day. His son went home, and that night, around about 11:30, the building was empty, and my investigator was walking up the stairs and going outside for some equipment, and as he was leaving, he got a voice that said, "Bye, Dada."
Ooh.
I heard that voice, too, that recording, and it is very clear. They played it a couple times, and they said that there was... That is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah. They said when you go to this place, they have gotten so many different visual and auditory things that have happened that there's always something that you're going to... Look out and keep your eyes and your ears peeled because they will, you know, the spirits are very active there.
This place, I know we're talking about the paranormal, but just to say how many, as far as like deaths. So in 1941, the property was given to the state of Idaho for the development of a tuberculosis hospital. Now it said 6 years later, Idaho State TB Hospital opened in Tenney Hall, was a dormitory for the nurses. And it said in between 1937 and 47, TB claimed, this is across the nation, over 500,000 people died. And it said many people died in the care of this hospital. So it's got to have, look at all the deaths and all the tragedy. It's going to have something, you know, or a good chance to have some type of lingering paranormal activity. Deaths of patients or even the people that work there, maybe, you know, it was probably not the best place to work at. Like how many times have we said it? These places start out with good intentions but then they get, understaffed and just a lot of bad things happen.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So I just had I just was like 500,000. Wow. Just in a 10-year span, you know, and a lot of them happened at this particular place. So
after it closed down, that said that it remained empty for many decades and then opened back up in 2004. So that get in is I-N-N. I think that's funny.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Like a get in.
I get hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just got that.
Keep up with
the get in bed breakfast. Well, I didn't see it though. I was like, oh, it's get in. I get the whole
get in.
It's a joke.
Get in the get in.
It's a joke. I get it now.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's a funny.
It's a punny.
It's right? A punny.
It says this unique bed and breakfast capitalized on its haunted reputation and welcomed paranormal investigators to spend the night. Numerous ghost hunting groups have tried their hand at exploring the ex-hospital for any sort of ghostly activity. In fact, investigators concluded that the building is indeed a hotspot for paranormal activity. Witnesses have reported seeing apparitions of an old man in a white coat along with a woman with a young girl. Mysterious whispers and footsteps down empty hallways are also a common unexplained occurrence. There's no doubt that this building saw a lot of pain during its time as a hospital, and seems that some patients have never really left it. We've never heard that before.
That TB, mm-hmm. man, is bad, or consumption as the proper mm-hmm. term is. The basement, and you know, like I said, we can come across if you have more information on this, but just a quick little thing. It says the basement inside the Gooding University Inn, has some of the more hostile negative entities. Seems that is where they reside. It also says hotel guests and visitors who have wandered down in the basement have been attacked by unseen forces. One witness said it felt like a doctor and a patient walked right through him.
Ooh.
That would be creepy. A little scary, actually.
Kind of fun, though.
Oh, I know.
We would think it was fun.
Yeah. So the basement. I don't. Yeah. Hot spot for some activity. Yeah.
They're also saying the paranormal experiences are encountered on a daily basis by the owners.
Nice.
And also by the staff that work there. Voices are often heard from rooms with no guests, and the attic is meant to be one of the most active and harrowing areas.
The attic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says witnesses say that the attic and the basement, which I already mentioned, have the darkest energy in the building. People have been pushed and poked down here, and investigators need to use extreme caution while they are present. So remember that, guy. By the way, put on the list.
Absolutely,
we'll send Nate to the attic. You down in the basement, and I'll just wait.
They do have shadow figures.
Oh, shadow figures! Mm-hmm. Now,
full bodied apparitions. Doors banging, knocks, whistles.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of stuff.
Very active.
Right. Does it say any, and just overall is what you're saying?
Yeah, just overall in general. Those are the common things.
Oh, okay.
That you will experience there.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like we're still on the attic.
One of the most frightening reports is that of a man who is seen in room 20. He appears very angry mm-hmm. and upset, and many staff have refused to enter this room.
Hmm. Wonder what that's about.
You know who was here, right? And there was, mm-hmm. it's all over. There's different video. I don't know if you guys watched, apparently didn't watch any of the videos, but there's a lot of video activity of stuff that happened with Zach Bagans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a big thing. Like, that's a good part of these searches has Zach Bagans all over it. So,
yeah.
Which I know is your favorite.
Oh, he's excellent. You know how Dr. J is my favorite athlete, right?
Zach Bagans.
My hero.
Favorite investigator.
He's my absolute favorite. Paranormal person. No, I'm not going right. to bash.
No,
he's not my favorite, but I'm not going to
get all get, fair and love and ghost so, setting, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Svetlana. I like saying that name.
Svetlana? Yeah, that's right.
Says she's the owner of the, see, they still call it the Gooding University Inn. She and her husband bought the building six years ago. They said they were told the building was haunted when they moved in, with over a century of history and countless people coming and going through here. Said the investigation is going to be complicated. So they had Ghost Adventures come here. Yeah, led by Mr. Bagans. Yeah. So there's it's got a lot of stuff, man. Good choice, Nate. Good choice. Yeah.
The building's going to cost you, but the ghosts are free.
Oh, nice. I like that line. Hold on here. Sorry for the silence. Do you have something, Sean?
Silence is golden. I do. The Western Idaho Paranormal rented out the entire building for a few days and performed their own investigation. The group placed video and audio recorders throughout the common areas with the hope of capturing something paranormal. Investigators claim to have been touched by overwhelming emotional sensations. The investigators say it's rare to get pictures and really rare to get video evidence, but they pick up stuff here all the time for that. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So if you go here, and yes, you can go there. The ghost hunt for the Idaho Tuberculosis Hospital will include the following: overnight ghost hunt until 4 a.m. for non-sleepover guests. For sleepover guests till 10 a.m. A psychic medium, vigil, group seances, structured vigils, ghost hunt with experienced ghost hunting team, and use of our equipment, which includes trigger objects and EMF meters, private time to explore this location and to undertake your very own private vigils, and unlimited refreshments, including coffee, bottled water, and soda, and a selection of snacks.
Yeah, I'm in.
Because it does. You do get hungry with paranormal investigating. We
I'm
know
in.
That.
So remember snacks when we went to Waverly, I brought myself, I brought two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I brought endless like snack cakes, and yeah, I brought all kinds of stuff. You got to have snacks, man. I snack all day long. Mm-hmm. So like, if I go 7 minutes in between eating, that's too long. Yeah, it said that they're preparing for this investigation. It said that they couldn't help but think about a person that might feel, how a person might feel as they were getting wheeled into this hospital, knowing that they may be leaving in a body bag.
Yeah,
It said those emotions sink into every building on this campus and on these grounds. That
sucks.
I know.
That's
the hope has to just be like so low, like
the heaviness is this really of
gonna,
the situation. Yeah,
is this really going to help me? Or I know, and some people did though. Some people is rare, but in a lot of these places, there were people that got, I'd say, cured or you know, were able to live a longer life. But that was few and far between, I think. Yeah. So
back in 2021, this is an article that says that the. At that time, anyway, it's probably not much different. The west wing of the building can be rented out for about $729 a night. Doesn't that sound a little steep?
How much?
$729 a night. And the east wing can be added for an additional $350 a night.
Tell me that for what?
That has to be like what? an entire city can come. The west wing of the building. That's what it says. The west. This is back in 2021. I wonder if that's not inflated. The west wing of the building can be rented out for about $720 a night, and the east wing can be added for an additional $350 a night. That sounds
for investigating
a little
or
bit,
or to stay there.
It says, according to VRBO listing, the location has
Like for bed and breakfast. Yeah,
I guess, but that's saying that still sounds like a lot, though, doesn't it?
Basically, $1,000 a night to spend.
And I don't know. Do you get the whole place to yourself?
I wouldn't care. Yeah. I wouldn't stay there for $1,000 or $700.
But the location has 4.8 out of 5 stars.
I don't care if it was 8 stars out of 5. I know. My gosh, crazy. That's insane. Sorry.
It's a little bit insane. That's what this article back in 2021.
Okay, I guess. Well, I don't know what's going on around there.
Sounds a little bit like a racket.
Well, here, let me, I've got some information on the investigation to go along with Nate here. Okay, this is from Ghost Hunts USA, which I read a lot. I think we've all read from in the past. It says $129 per person non-sleepover, $149 per person for a sleepover. So that's not bad. I don't know where they're getting. I guess I know this isn't part of the bed and breakfast thing, but good grief, like $700 or $1,000 to just, hey, honey, want to go spend the night in a tuberculosis?
Or if that's just to rent the space for yourself privately. Instead of being there with other guests.
Well, so I'm saying, is it the B&B experience, or is this to, because this says $129 per person, non sleepover, $149. Yeah. It's a lot cheaper than $700 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious, like, what is that for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming this is pretty recent, what I'm reading. Yeah, this says 2023. Says your ghost hunt at Idaho TB hospital. Yeah. Okay. You already said, is that what you read, Nate? You already read the 8:30 to 4:00.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that.
Yeah. Okay.
Includes.
So, right. So what would I guess the $700 or the extra $300 is for a B&B experience, but no thanks. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'd go for an investigation, but if you're wanting to spend the night there to get away for the weekend or the night, no thanks. That's too much. But everybody's, you know, maybe it's not a whole lot to other people. I don't know. I won't be going there to do that, but as I bang my Coke can. A lot of places have been there. A lot of investigative crews. It's been pretty popular destination for investigators and TV shows. The current owners, they refuse to go up in the attic, in the basement. That's what I read. They are frightened of it. They won't go there. I, myself, if I was owning it, as long as I wasn't getting attacked, I wouldn't mind it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I get if it's like you get a demonic feeling, but
yeah,
or if it's threatening, but I don't, I mean, it's kind of what
you're... Let's go and check it out, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But they did say that even Zach Baggins and his crew were very cautious as they were poking around on the property.
they poke around, you know.
Is that a technical term?
That's right. That's a technical investigating term, poking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. excuse me.
It says most rooms can accommodate up to 4 guests, 2 beds in each. Some rooms can accommodate 5 to 8 guests. Apparently the $1,000 rooms, right? If you have a large group of friends that wish to attend and all sleep at the same room, please speak to the office so they can make sure that you are all grouped together. So these are those wonderful rates, right? There are restrooms and showers on each floor. The horrifying reality of government-run sanatoriums is a dark place in our human history. It's intriguing and terrifying to learn the stories of those who suffered and died of the terrifying disease, pulmonary tuberculosis. It says sleeping arrangements are extremely limited per date, so that must be why they can price gouge. Most rooms have more than 2 beds, queens, and can accommodate several guests. Some rooms connect into other rooms, so it talks about, like I said, you can fit up to eight guests. I don't think that'd be comfortable. But yeah, that's you
well,
have.
Maybe that's what it is. Then maybe they're saying you can have up to it's $700 or whatever $1,000, but that includes up to eight people.
Guests.
Like say if you want to kind of have like a
group
getaway or a party. Or
that's got to be like it, a birthday, right?
Yeah, or if you had kids or something, I don't know. Because, I mean, would you pay $1,000 for just you and Jenna to go, hey, let's get away for it? There's a lot of other places I'd rather go.
No.
That must be a good price.
That's deep. That's deep. Did I say no?
No, I mean, the $150 is very reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd spend.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'd do a couple hundred just because of the place, the type of place it is. But $700, no way. That's kind of like when we went to the Grand Hotel, when we went up to Mackinac. And even though we had a room in Mackinac City, I thought, man, maybe we can for a night, you know, because we're going to be there about 2.5 nights. I thought,
no, well, maybe you can't.
Huh?
No, you're not going to stay there.
At the Grand Hotel? Let me tell you.
I've looked into it, too.
Well, you're right. You're right. You're not wrong. I was like, see what kind of room rates we get. I was like, hey, honey, for the four of us, it was like $900 for the night.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
That's deep.
Yeah. And then the cheapest I found, that was like a medium, or like a kind of a super nice room. For the cheapest one, I think it was like $500. I went, whoa, I don't think so. So we went back to Mackinac City.
I'm sure it's a lovely experience.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's...
It ain't that lovely.
Yeah.
And guys, and when you're in the hotel, you have to wear a tie.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wear a tie. Oh. Which I had 1,000 ties, but I didn't know that, or I would...
You wear them all at once?
I'm going to have
a... All at once.
Yeah. No, you'd have to wear a tie. Yeah. It's they are trying to keep it in the history of it.
Yeah.
The old back in the day. Yeah. I get it. That's fine, but not for me. What else you guys have on this crazy hotel?
It is pretty. I mean,
it is pretty.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the pictures are very, just surreal, you know, and some of them serene, but it looks like it's frozen history, you know, truly like frozen in time, but at least it's a little, I mean, it seems to be a little more put together than some of the places we've been or looked into.
Yeah. It's kept up,
but spooky.
Right. Right. No, it's definitely kept up. I don't know. Like I said, I'd definitely do an investigation, even an overnight. But again, I'm not staying there to like sleep, or you know, like as a B&B.
Yeah, no, it'd be total investigation mode.
So on this one video, I was watching this investigative crew was in a hallway area, and they heard knocking, and so one of the investigators decided to walk down the hallway, and she knocked on the wall 3 times, the same as they were hearing, and she Jay's trying to scare me with
the gremlin
stripe. Oh boy, I tell you, too bad this isn't on YouTube.
Out of the shadows, right?
So she knocks on the walls 3 times, imitating what she had heard, what they had heard. She walks away to her crew, and then all of a sudden, the knock happened again 3 times. So that kind of creeped them out.
Did you just do that, or was that like that was a spirit?
Nate, can you get that
high dollar special effects?
Exactly, right? You like that?
That's what you get on the makeup podcast. So what that tells me is that is an intelligent haunting.
That's right.
It's reacting to the investigative crew, imitating their knock. But then when she walked away, it's like, okay, I'll knock back. So
playing with them. Yeah,
that was a little creepy. Yeah.
I saw on another video, they there were a couple workers there that had stayed several nights, and they claimed every night between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., they saw something while they were talking. Excuse me.
And they sneezed.
and they sneezed. That was part of the show.
They said, what was that? And they're like, oh, I just sneezed.
Special effects.
And that's your forehead.
So what now? So they worked from 3 to 5.
They said they saw every night from 3 to 5. They swore that they saw something when they were talking
in the same area.
In the same area.
That's creepy.
Another older guy was talking about seeing wind blow in different directions, and a lot of different creepy things. And they were wondering if some of the stuff is angels or demons or previous residents that lived and died here, of course. So who knows? The interesting thing.
Which I would agree with.
Right, you know?
I mean,
I think it's interesting with this. There's a little bit more on the fact that how much it costs and you know, how much with some of these rooms. It says during the summer months, they rent out the entire West Wing. It has 14 furnished, cleaned, and prepared rooms.
Nice.
The rooms have a very rustic feel to them. Building was abandoned and neglected for many years, so it's still a work in progress. It said if you're looking for a Marriott-like facility, this is not it, by the way. Although it does look pretty nice, though, yeah. To be fair. But it said that's why it's $1,000 a night, but you can split it up amongst a lot of people. So
okay, that I can buy.
That's that draw. But I thought it was kind of cool, though. And they're pretty upfront about the fact that it's a work in progress. I like it.
Well, at least you know what you're getting up for.
Good way to put that.
It does get on TripAdvisor 4.5
that's nice.
A rating. So, yeah. Nice. So most of them have good things to say about it. Very good accommodations.
Good.
It's still on our list, so that's a good sign.
Oh, right? No. For an investigation?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. How long do you think Idaho's from here?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the map and
I don't
figure
know.
Out where it's at.
Idaho. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, Nate, you said you've got to end this. You got a couple?
Yeah, I got a couple personal experiences.
Nice.
The first one is from Tammy. I went here on a ghost hunt with local ghost hunters while the Get Inn was under construction. We explored all night and slept in two rooms the Get Inn had successfully renovated. We got to walk around with flashlights and explore every floor. There were also cameras set up on each floor and in every major area. The basement and the top floor seemed to be the most haunted. There was an area where children were said to have been hospitalized, and in this area were old toys and small beds. In the basement, we caught footage of what seemed to be, or seemed like the shadow of a child running past and through a hall.
Nice.
The experience was fun, and after a while, we felt comfortable exploring in the dark, but I still had trouble sleeping in this building. A friend said they heard something while they were trying to sleep in the bedroom next to mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then,
is that dreaded basement again?
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense. Basements and attics are always creepy.
The cellar. Yeah.
And then this one is from Harley.
Okay.
Shortly before they tore the two of the buildings down, the center building housed the Gooding Senior Center, the Walker Center, and the Idaho Department of Public Lands. I worked for the Department of Lands in the building from 1975 to 1979. Our office was in the main hall, where there were two small labs and an x-ray room. Many times when I was alone in my office, I would hear noises in the x-ray room. Going in to investigate, I would find the red light on the x-ray machine either on or blinking. The machine was not plugged in to electricity and did not run on batteries. Many times I would find one or two beakers from the labs on the floor of the x-ray room. Sometimes I would be bored and go for a walk up on the second floor and find medicine cabinet doors open or shut when they weren't that way the day before. Or maybe a bed was moved. Once there was a chair on top of a bed in a room that did not even have a chair in it.
Ooh.
The day before.
Ooh.
I tried to debunk some of this to janitors or kids or maybe some of the other patrons of the building. I never spent the night in the building, but I did walk through it a couple nights and then found odd things the next morning.
Can you imagine if you see a chair on a bed?
No.
But the room never had a chair or one of the two or both. That's a little, yeah. I think it'd be cool. But a little disturbing.
Yeah. It's like that doll that moves around that house that we just talked about on Saturday.
that one.
Mississippi.
That's right.
Ooh, that's scary. I told that to Jenna and she's even like, that's creepy. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. That's Those are good. Those are some good stories there.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't even measured in hours. Technically, it's get to Gooding, Idaho, is 1 day, 6 hours. That is 1,747 miles, and it says a faster route is 1,747 miles. That's still the same, right?
That's about.
But it is 1 day, 2 minutes. How do you go? How is it still the same? You know what I mean? Isn't that weird? That it's the same distance, but it takes 6 hours. Like,
no, there's no way it's just 6 hours.
Isn't that weird?
Like 1,000 miles. It takes like 15 or 16 hours. When we went to Texas, it was 1,000 miles.
It doesn't even. Okay, so this is. Remember when I did this before? I'm going, baby. Look at this. Like, this doesn't even make any sense.
Six hours. It shows Idaho's not a 6 hour.
Just 30 hours. This is 30 hours.
Yep.
Ain't no 30 right? hours.
1 day and an
1,747 miles. So, I was thinking.
Hold on. So,
arrival time, we could get there by 1:40. Not in the morning, tomorrow afternoon, is that right? No.
So, yeah,
the
next it take no, tomorrow 25 night. Hours to get there.
Not yeah, the next night. And then, I mean, that's over.
Still a long time.
Mm-hmm. Not to yeah.
Because like so when we stayed in one. What's the place in Texas?
Then that's another time zone too when it says 1:40. So
what
I'm
was
like
the city we
oh my gosh, that's confusing to me.
I'm drawing a blank. What do you remember this?
I'm way
the
too,
city we stayed
way too
in
much math
ago?
Here on my little
in Texas. What was that? It was over. It was 1,000 miles, and it took us 16, 17 hours. It didn't take us 30. My gosh.
This is 1,700.
Oh, I thought you said 1,000.
1,747.
Oh, I thought you said 1,047.
Well, and it's also rougher terrain,
gotcha.
Too, to be
yeah.
fair.
Gotcha.
You'd be going
because I know you can get from Indy to Denver within a day.
Okay.
And that's like a hard drive. We've done it before.
I got you. I thought you said 1,047, not 1,000. Or 1,007. I got you.
That makes more. Yeah. I mumble. You know, I don't know if you know about me.
That accounts for the extra 12, 13. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder. I was like, well, maybe.
Gotcha.
Wrong,
gotcha. That makes sense. Oh, that's, man, that's up
I there. Rarely do, though.
We'll try to go to like Ohio first, Illinois.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
That's a good idea.
I mean, my gosh, Boston's only 1,000 miles from us. I've looked many times.
I like this town's name. Ketchum.
Ketchum.
Catch him, get catch in, him, and catch him.
Once you catch him, then what do you do?
Right.
That sounds creepy, too. The catch him in. We catch him, and you never leave. No, something like that.
I'm not sure what sounds. Yeah, the get in or the catch
him. We catch him if you let him in.
Oh, man. So many weird names.
So what do you think? Haunted, Idaho, tuberculosis?
We'll get there within a little over a day.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's haunted.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So you're looking at, man, that kind of that story about the guy that felt like one of the doctors and patients walked right through him. So I'm wondering if like it's a residual. And it's like they're reenacting, like he's talking to the patient, mm-hmm. maybe trying to talk. They're talking over his prognosis or his treatment, and they just walk right through him. That is awesome. That is really.
That
imagine
is
that though.
Multi-dimensional.
Creepies, what do you think? What would happen if you had that? What would you do?
I still think it'd be really cool.
No, creeps on. I can't hear you. Yeah, it would be. It would be. Yeah. There's, you know what? Like doing this podcast, it makes sense, but I didn't know there were so many tuberculosis hospitals.
This is so just practice, right? We haven't actually put this out.
No, it's
yet.
Not even okay. really recording.
it's.
Yeah,
like Fisher Price.
Mm-hmm. Nate finagles the stats.
That's right. Good job, Nate.
Man, I just didn't know there was that many. You know, you learn a lot of just the haunted stuff, but you learn like, wow, there were so many asylums and tuberculosis hospitals and all that. It's like, wow, crazy. But they said just in a 10-year period, 500,000 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hungry, there's a McDonald's right next to this place.
There
nice.
You go.
Nice.
He said there's like a little play area too for the kids. So, right? Get scared to death.
If you get hurt, the North Canyon Medical Center is right behind
you. Okay.
It. So, yeah, I got all the bases covered.
well, yeah. I was saying, being a bed breakfast, I wonder if you can have like, hey, can you sneak a biscuit to me or something? I don't know.
Something.
A little sausage patty. How about a little something for the effort? Well, that was a good topic, Nate. Pretty cool place. Bigger than I thought. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of these places, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's huge. But I don't know. I always think Idaho is actually a decent sized state. I just mm-hmm. think, you know, like it's not like a metropolis like New York City or Boston. And, you know, mm-hmm. so you're like, oh, it's Idaho. It's just
spread out a little more, right?
Yeah. It's a pretty good size. Yeah. It's a pretty mm-hmm. neat place. Yeah. So the get in, I like that. And then what was the other one?
Get out.
No, what was the other that we
get
said?
Get back.
What was the other? Get in and then the, oh, catch him.
Catch him. Catch him.
Yeah, that's the town north.
Catch him while you can. Yeah.
Funny name. Yeah. So, well, anyway, Creepies, I hope you enjoyed that topic. Good job on that.
Public service announced, stay away from creepy.
What do you think, Nate? What do you think, Sean? I'm gonna go dark side.
Dark side's correct. You were correct. You were like, you are good. You read my mind. We, Nate, it's not that impressive. We go over this before, and I'm like, hey, just say yes.
We do not do that.
It. No, it's not. It's true. It's like the script, not script.
Maybe I have a
ESPN.
I have ESPN.
ESPN, yeah.
One and two.
Maybe I have RSVP.
Oh, Joe.
RSVP, yeah.
Maybe you do. This is Linkin Park, One Step Closer. Which is an awesome song. It played over this last week, and I felt like it was just a good catharsis for all of us. So I cannot take this anymore. I'm done with this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I'm saying everything I've said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, this is kind of like your job, Nate, sorry. I didn't say that out loud. Less I hear, the less you'll say, but you'll find out. Anyway, just like before, everything you say to me takes me one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break. I need a little room to breathe because I'm one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break. It's great. I can't. It's hard not to sing.
I'm hearing the actual song in my mm-hmm. mind.
And yeah. I'm about to break. And he goes, and I'm about to break.
He goes, I'm about to break.
I'm about to break. And I'm about to break. Yeah. I find the answers aren't so
Lounge
clear.
Lounge Lizard version.
Wish I find a way to disappear. Fine. I'll get into it. All these thoughts, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Nothing seems to go away.
Okay, maybe you should read it the way you were.
Just like before. Okay, sorry. Mm. Everything you say to me takes me one step closer to the edge. I'm about to break. Which way do you want it? I don't know. I need a little room to breathe because I'm one step closer to the edge. I'm about to break. Everything you say to me takes me one step closer to the edge. I'm about to break. So, I love this part, though. Shut up when I'm talking to you. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Sometimes you just got to get that out. Shut up when I'm talking to you. Right. So, I'm about to break. Everything you say to me takes me one step closer to the edge. We da 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 da.
I don't remember that being
lobster
in the song.
Bisque. Wow. Sorry.
Wow. I didn't know scatting was at the end of the song.
Yeah, cha 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 cha.
Zip it up, dude.
Zip it up.
I'm about to break.
Zippity A. Linkin Park would be very, very proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to break.
Chester's rolling over in his grave. Mm-hmm. What was his last name?
Bonawil, I think.
No.
No.
Cheetah?
No.
Chester.
Just kidding.
Dang it.
No. No, we got to look it up. I don't remember.
Are you done with his Bennington?
That's it.
Yeah, I knew it started with a B.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, you want to continue on your song?
No, I'm done. I'm about to break.
Yeah, that's.
I'll put that sucker to bed.
That's a good song.
You always, I could do it backwards. It might make it a little bit better. It's to replay.
I'm going to say this. I apologize for this episode. No, that was good. That was.
It's gonna be my favorite.
You know that interview that we're gonna be answering questions. This isn't gonna be my favorite. It's not bad. It's.
You're not picking this one. I'm picking this one.
No. It was a good topic. It was great talking about. It. I just. Mm-hmm. I think we're ready for
bed.
No, well, I was saying Christmas.
Well, right, yeah, the end of the year.
Even though there's no breaks, no Christmas breaks for us.
No breaks for you.
No.
Sorry. Would you like the second part of the announcements then?
Well, are we talking any more about the song that you did? Like, was there a reason that you chose that? Usually you add a little bit more.
Because I'm about to break.
Okay. All right. And you want to do the announcements?
I'm getting off. Get the heck off. Do you guys want to add anything else to it?
Sort of on the nose, wasn't it?
I'm about to break. It kind of is for all of us, right? Well, not you. You're having a great week.
Yeah, superb.
I'm having a good week.
Week's fantastic.
Yeah. And you're having a good week.
I'm having a hell of a
good week.
You gotta, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can't talk about part of the good part of the week. I can't talk about it. It's
you
a
can't
surprise.
Talk about it yet.
It's a surprise. Well, no, I can't. Well, I can talk about the fact that I'm changing jobs. Is that what you're trying to allude to? Yes, I'm changing jobs. So it's a sad, happy day, right? I put in my resignation at Hendrix, and I'm hitting the reset button, and I'm going to go to Witham. So yeah, that's
what they say.
That's not really what that song was about, but it is.
No.
It's a cathartic song, Dave.
That song pretty much encompasses everything of life.
That's right.
I mean, just all the responsibilities and commitments and craziness. And
I was part of something very fun this week, happened last night, but it's something that'll be coming up. It involves our podcast to some degree, but it was fun. It's something fun that I got to do and to mention our podcast and something that's coming up here pretty soon.
Actually, that could be the COSO shout out if you want.
That's right.
Well, that's kind of a double. The COSO. Because I didn't add one for this week up, this Saturday, whatever.
Yeah. COSO Ono.
She's married to John Lennon, right? COSO Ono. Oh, wait.
Sounds about right.
That is exciting. That's good stuff.
All good stuff, right?
Yeah. All right. Go to the second announcements. New adventures, crazy times ahead.
Crazy times, that's right. Welcome to the holidays. Merry Christmas. Second part of the announcements.
Where's the Tylenol?
Exactly right. Merry Christmas. Follow us on social media, our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, X, right, nowadays. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about the podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us, get your name mentioned, and or business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information. Did you fall asleep?
No. I was just listening. I kind of know what you're saying. So, no, I'm actually looking
I have that effect
at our mini stuff coming up. So,
What?
Good job. Good job.
You don't mean it.
Nope. So, glad you're done with your part. Nate.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. What do you got for us to help us get out of this mess?
Well, I think tonight it's time to get in bed.
Kidding. I-N-N.
That's a wrap.
Wow. It's better to get out than... is it better to get in than get out or get out and get in? I don't know.
Depends on what we're meaning. What we're talking about, but yeah.
That's true.
The context. Well, context is everything.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Back away slowly from the episode is what we're all saying, right?
I'm going to try to get through this without laughing more. And we want to thank you, of course, Creepies, for listening to our episode 145 and our creepy discussion on the Idaho State Tuberculosis Hospital. That is a mouthful. Until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.